What's happening, everybody? Here we are once again, high atop Nightingale Studios.
110 watts power.
Pure power.
It's plugged right into the wall behind me.
Along with the hairdryer and the curling iron.
Yep. And the printer. We got a printer now.
Of course, as always, being brought to you by SportingLifeArkansas.com.
What are you sporting? The Gallant. You're sporting the Gallant today.
That and a damn good mood.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel you. This is way better than last week.
Way better.
Man, last week it was like I was reading. I was you-Googleizing.
You were what?
You-Googleizing. That's one who reads a you-Googly.
Got it. Oh, lots to go over.
There's
this
week. So much stuff to cover.
Standings, everybody. We're going to go over standings.
Becky Gordon.
With and without the coin toss. Not to be confused with salad toss.
Not to be confused.
You say that and the dogs come running.
Man.
You got them trained, don't you?
You thought I said peanut butter.
Oh, man.
You feeling good today?
Feeling good.
Me too.
Looking over the games. Of course, we're coming off a double win weekend. Spankings.
I'm coming off and not playing. I feel wonderful.
I tell you, that's the way to be right
now. Man.
There.
I feel great. Fantastic.
Yep. I'm liking it.
Yes, sir. I see you just said, screw the clipboard. You're just going to stack your shit up somewhere else. Okay.
I'm setting in order.
Hey, you
setting
know what? In order. I listened to the previous cast last night, and it was, all I got is a piece of paper with a B on it. I gave you a clipboard and some ink pens and some printed out stuff. What do you do? Nah.
I got a few notes over here.
Notes?
Not one liners. Oh, just okay. strictly notes.
Strictly business.
Pal. Shoot from the cuff. How was your weekend?
It was awesome. I love not playing kickball. Man. It's nice. It's nice just to go out and watch everything, and you can focus on what me and you do. There's something to be said about not having to worry about a team.
That's exactly.
But I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's nice.
I was glad to see, you know, I think 12, 13 people decided to become rabid free by buying the rabid animal protection.
They did.
Thank you for that.
Keep in mind, folks, we still have a few left. Also have 9 sweatshirts left.
Yeah, and an interesting fact about the hoodies.
Yes.
They're actually, it keeps gamma radiation down to a minimum.
That's a huge problem.
I mean, it's a bonus.
I mean, it's a huge problem out there.
Springdale.
Also, if you're wearing it, I noticed this last weekend. Gives you more Wi-Fi signal out there.
It really does. We've actually, some of the fabric is woven. It's actually a fiber optics. And in the thread, and you will actually get better Wi-Fi.
That's right.
And at the same time, reducing your risk of turning into the Incredible Hulk.
That.
And who wants that burden?
I'm telling you.
I don't know about you, but I don't have that many purple pants laying around that I can just go around ripping them.
I don't.
Okay.
I try.
So keep that. I mean, if you layer that with one of the swag shirts, you're pretty damn invincible.
Pretty much.
I mean, you're kind of like the Rock. Riding in a tank, jumping cars, you're bad.
Is that the 60-mile-an-hour tank?
That's 60-mile-an-hour tank, that's jumping cars.
I like it.
Outrun the Super B.
I like it.
Anyway. Yeah, and I'm sporting the, because who knows?
Sporting the old school.
Who knows? Who knows when a dog's just going to run in here and start biting people? Especially here.
Coons?
Yeah, anything.
Rabid possum.
Yeah. So, speaking of possum, real quick, George Jones passed away. Did anyone accuse him of playing possum? Did anybody make sure they went and just sawed up?
Man, you're wrong.
I'm just saying. Did anybody poke him with a stick to see if he would come back?
Man, that's bad.
He may have just jumped up and been like, ha, and took off.
He could have.
Yeah, he damn sure don't need no rocket chair now. Anyway.
Oh, playing possum.
Just saying.
Man, that's, I don't even
know. The one-liners are back.
Very nice.
So is the squeaky chair.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
And ladies and gentlemen, we have a new.
Yeah. You like this?
Sound deadening substance on the table.
Which happens to be a comforter off of a bed. But it's silky.
It is.
It's just silky.
Threw my clipboard on and it hit him in the chest.
Yeah, I had to put rubber stoppers on everything. It's nice. We've got the Epson full color printer and everything. It actually only prints in black and jams. But hey, studio is coming along, folks.
It is. It is.
Studio is coming along.
One of these days, you're going to use your big boy mic.
Nope. Nope, I'm saving it. Collector's item.
Collector's item, huh?
You know, we went to lunch, and apparently this KitKat thing's really taking off because no one knew who we were. So, that was nice.
Not even by our nickname.
No. And I was hoping they'd know.
Yeah, well, you know.
Oh.
Couple of shout-outs.
Yes. What up?
Stag was a little disappointed that we didn't give him a shout-out last week.
Park the car, Stag. Park the car. Don't wreck it.
That's right. Pull over, because we're going to talk about your strings.
Turn it up.
Your strings were showing again this weekend.
They were.
He lifted the sleeves up and the strings hung low.
Little tampon salesman running out.
I'm telling you. Stuff them everywhere.
Man, and white?
Damn. Hey, it looked like a glass of milk out there.
Man.
Well, he needed Sunblock 750 out there.
750.
He needed some black silicone.
He needed some 5% tint is what he needed.
He needed something.
Sunblock ain't gonna cut it.
Man.
Just wrap yourself in tint. Anyway, there's your shout out, so get what you asked for.
We had Patrick from the Maniacos.
Oh yeah. Oh, Patrick.
Yeah, we were out there when
paparazzi.
NKL and the paparazzi were flying around the helicopter trying to get pictures of him because he's wanted in four states, and Jaeger bombers just because we're pros.
Okay.
You know, we'll go with that.
Okay.
So, anyway, that's my boy anyway. Awesome. He's going to come back.
Good.
I feel it. He's coming back.
Yeah.
He misses the Jaeger bombers. Yeah. I mean, he is the Jaeger master.
Ooh.
You know? Well, where else does a Jaeger master belong except for with the
Jaeger bombers?
There you go.
You can't go to Raul. You know, if he was the tostada king, okay.
I'll go with that.
The queso master, then perhaps.
Mr. Doritos.
Yeah.
That's more Tex-Mex for Raul.
That's true, yeah. I was giving way too much credit.
Way too much.
Yeah. He'd probably like, what?
He doesn't even run like he's been across the border.
No. You can tell he was born here.
Yep, no doubt.
There you go, Raul.
And Tits McGee.
Oh!
Tits McGee.
Tits McGee.
With the little, I don't know, Cheeto brassiere, if you will.
It ain't little.
No. No. Look like smuggling two midgets in there. Two ball-headed midgets.
Two ball-headed midgets with little plump noses. I'm guessing.
Yeah. I'm guessing.
Two bald-headed midgets with their lips puckered up holding the gumball.
Oh, your mind is warped.
It's
warped.
It's the MSG.
So, there's the air.
There's what my fat body's been waiting on.
Yep.
Cold air. Yeah.
I'm telling you. So what are we going to go over first? We're going to go over...
I want to make Becky wait. She asked about the Jello shots. I made her wait to the end. She wants to know about the standings. You're waiting to the end.
I mean, that works for me.
Yeah, I like it. Let's go over last week's results. Of course, because we don't want to have a drought and we want to be able to shoot off our fireworks in July, we're getting all of our rain now.
That's right.
So we didn't play noon and 1:15 games.
Correct. We will be making those up. We'll be going over those schedules here shortly.
Oh, it's a hefty day of kickball next week.
So the ones we are rescheduling are the Maniacos and Eliminators.
Yeah.
Where are my pitches at?
Whoa. That's all you got to say?
That's all I got to say.
Oh. Everything good?
Everything's great.
Okay. It's getting close. It's getting too close. You got to start cutting the strings now, don't you?
It's playoff time coming.
Yeah. You hear that?
It's playoff time coming.
You were just a fling.
Playoff time's around the corner.
You're just a fling. You're the mistress.
That's just the way it works. You know.
Gonna be playing the old KDDC. Gonna play Where My Pitches At, too.
Yep.
I look forward to that.
Let me say this.
Yeah.
Because I know Raul
here we go.
Is going to if I don't.
Yep.
The 12 o'clock game that was supposed to be scheduled on field 4 was Wreck Hazard and Pitches Be Crazy.
Uh-huh.
let me apologize publicly and nationally. Yes, we are national.
International.
That's right.
Someone in Ghana right now is listening.
Here, yeah, I said hi to them. Pitches Be Crazy called. We rescheduled their game for 7:30. Somehow, in the midst of trying to get things done, sell shirts, play games, put things in the field, answer questions 100 times as to why we couldn't play in the dirt.
Drink some on the field, too.
Drink Rumple Mints. I thought I mentioned it to Rec Hazard. I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
They had to take a loss at 7:30. Completely my fault. No one else's. I take 100% blame. And I do apologize to Raul.
Yeah. Yep.
For that, even though it does not affect his standings any for Tier 2. He's still a one seed.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Becky, that's a hint. He's a one seed.
Oh, could you be in the no.
Anyway.
Just saying.
So we're going to be replaying Drunk Again, looking to score, and highly inappropriate.
Oh, Salt and Pepper in the gang.
Tits McGee.
Oh.
We're going to be replaying Pitches Be Crazy and Jiminy Kick It.
Mm-hmm.
Rock City versus Sit on My Base. We need to talk to... We need to have a captain from each team give us a call. If y'all want to reschedule that game and play it anytime, y'all let us know. We'll try to accommodate you. Next week is full, though, as far as times. So you might have to play early or play late, one or the other. It has no playoff. No, well, no, nothing.
Yeah, ain't nothing weighing on it.
No, because Sit on My Base already has a...
actually, they're scheduled in. They're in to play at 6:15 next week.
Okay, good deal.
Yeah, everybody's covered.
All right, well, good. Kicking Chickens, Ball Shank Redemption, Speakeasy 3.0, and KDDC.
KDDC.
So, yeah. So those will be rescheduled. We're going to go over those here in a little while.
Yeah.
So, for the games that got played. Field 2.
Which, by the way, I like not having to get out there until 2:30 to start playing.
I'm telling you, there's something to be said for that.
There is.
I mean, it really
is. There is something for going, I'm going to sleep in a little bit. Yeah, I like it.
Field 2, 2:30. Yeah. All the games on Field 2 had to be played in the field. Yeah. It sucks, but it is what it is. Fayetteville Auto Park versus the Maniacos. And somehow, some way, Fayetteville Auto Park pulls out a win 5-3.
Mm-hmm.
And midgets ride rides at carnivals.
They do.
Strange.
Stuff happens.
I know. 2:30, Field 3. BJ Cockballs.
Yep.
Versus the Dirty Ballers.
Look at the Cockballs.
The Cockballs take the win, 8-7.
Slap it.
Let me just say this about the Dirty Ballers.
Okay.
They get so drunk, you can put all their brains in a parakeet and zing, that bitch would fly backwards. That's the bottom line.
It could only fly backwards so far before it hit one of their beer cans.
No doubt. Without a doubt.
Oh, boy.
Where are we at here?
2:30, Field 4. The old, I kicked that. Wreck Hazard, yep, I'd kick that. Maintains their perfect losing streak.
But let's go back.
Hang on.
Best play of the weekend.
Best play of the weekend was a double play at home.
Double play at home got sweet Raul action. And Black Jeff out.
Yeah, sweet.
Black
action.
Jeff.
Black Jeff.
He's black. In case you didn't know. Tall, fast.
Yep. Out.
And then of course there's Raul.
Yeah.
But they got them both out at the play.
They did. We were
sweet play.
Right there and saw it. Now. I conducted a little interview with Slight Breeze and 70 Degrees after that game, and he wanted everybody to know that they were ahead at one time. They eased up because they had to play a good team after they played Raul.
I understand.
So they backed off so they didn't waste.
They didn't pull anything.
Yeah, yeah. Then you don't want to have to get caught in an awkward stretch
or a deep V. Yep, you still haven't been caught in a deep V.
I've got one. I found the shirt finally.
Oh, Lord.
Yep.
I'm
cutting it with pinion shears, so it's got like these little zigzags.
So are we going to have a boob off between you and Tits McGee?
Sure. I mean, I'll go against her just to get him out.
I think you might win.
No.
The man boob.
The man boob.
2:30, Field 5.
Yo, yeah. Speaking of.
Yep.
No
awkward next. Stretches versus
the quad
apocalypse, and we called this.
Yeah,
quad comes out on top.
Mm-hmm.
9-4.
Yeah, yeah.
We keep saying it. Quad's coming on.
The train has started. I said it last. I said it the first
They're
week.
Running people over, left and right. Here we go. 3:45 Field two.
In the grass.
In the grass. Nasty conditions.
Yes.
Jaeger bombers.
How's that grass affect your pitch?
It's horrible.
Yeah.
You can't. I mean, there's nothing you can do. Mm. It's ridiculous. Mm. Versus Speakeasy. 1.0. 9-3 Jaeger bombers.
In the grass.
In the grass. Mm. And let me just say that there was a couple of questionable plays, questionable calls, but at 9-3, the one play didn't matter that much.
Right.
It is a morale bash.
I agree.
It kills your morale. It does. But we had some questionable calls too that I didn't really agree with, but I can't say anything. Yeah. So I mean, you know, it is what it is. They played a good game though.
Cool.
3:45 Field three. Saved by the Balls versus
the Rock City Outfitters.
Saved by the Balls pulls out the win.
Oh.
They saved their balls.
They did. They saved them.
Just enough ass to keep the balls off the blanket.
Yes, sir. 3:45 Field four. Ball tap Sunday. Oof. 99 problems. Oof. What a beat. They didn't tap it. They smacked
Oof.
It. They
Man.
Smacked it.
Scuba Steve.
Scuba Steve. Bloop and bloop. Yeti. Bigfoot, Bigfoot's bitch. I know there's other people on the team, but that's the ones I know it is.
18-2.
That's a beatdown.
Man, almost as bad as the next game.
Yeah. 3:45 field five, Raul. Wreck Hazard, Ball Shank, Wreck Hazard, 22, Uno. Deuce to one.
Dude, that's
you have
that
any
is
idea
a beat down.
How happy I am right now?
I kind of figured that.
I'm giddy.
See, now I'm a Ball Shake fan. I love them.
I don't have anything against those people.
I know. I mean, I don't even know.
There's
the fun team. No drama.
That's
fun
true.
To play.
Hey, I like the no drama.
Exactly. They're a great team.
I ain't like the Jaeger ball.
Shut up.
5:00. Field two, kicking ain't easy, and ninja ball.
The big slow.
I think that, they
got a win.
They did get the win. Had a little ninja ball action. Fayetteville won their first one and said, we're done.
And you know, and kicking ain't easy is in the playoffs.
This is true.
Is in the playoffs.
You're in the show.
Kind of like the big slow.
To the dance. No.
We're going to see how he takes the pressure. Does he pull out the daddy and the gloves?
If I was him, I'd go back to the daddy shirt and I would put on the glove. The glove winning.
5:00.
Yep.
Field four.
Yep. Nope. Field three. We didn't talk about Speakeasy
3. Yep. Speakeasy 3.0 versus Drinkers with a kicking problem.
Slight kicking problem.
They didn't have a problem.
They didn't have a problem there.
Yeah. They put 8-1.
8-1. 5:00 field four. I'd kick that. Taking on the quad. Quad 8-3. Best team in the league with a losing its record.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah, absolutely.
Slight breeze, need some heavy winds.
Something. 5:00 field five. Your mother, pitch please.
Your mother has been just absent.
They're not
this season.
Yeah.
What is going on with that?
Hey, I don't know. You said they're coming on strong. Patsy's back. Blah, 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 blah.
Patsy's blown it.
It didn't happen.
In more ways than one.
Oh.
Just blown it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
9-3 pitch please gets the win there.
Yeah. Oh, back out in the grass. 6:15 in field two.
Nope.
Huh?
They got moved over to.
We moved them over to let them play in the dirt.
Field six.
Oh, where the red
the
dirt
field.
Grows.
That's right.
Mm. Yeah.
Speakeasy 1.0.
That field, right?
I did.
Yeah.
versus Legal and Sleazy. It's the battle of the easies.
It is.
7-4. The legal version gets the win. The
legal version of easy gets this one.
Without a doubt.
Oh, 615 field 3, 99 problems. The Dirty Ballers.
Oh. Look at there.
Dirty Ballers, 23-3.
What?
23.
How did I even miss that?
To 3.
Wow.
Whew, man.
That's a stomping.
Yeah. 615 field 5. Nope, field 4. Ball tap Sunday. Drinkers with a kicking problem. Of course, ball tap getting it done. 18-2.
So that's really two scores of 18-2 they beat people by?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That's ridiculous.
It really is.
615 field 5. Where are my pitches at? Saved by the balls. Saved by the balls. No show.
Yeah, Kyle, what happened?
Yeah.
Galileo. Well, what happened?
You were there.
You were gone.
Left.
Had a game.
Tired of it. We'll put you in the dirt. We're going to let you play in the dirt. But no. Anyway, where are my pitches? Get the easy 7-0 victory. Stuck around and played a little scrimmage game.
Yep. 7:30, we'll go back to 2. 7:30, field 3.
The unbeatable winning machine of death. Balls and Dolls. Unbeatable's not unbeatable. They're beatable.
No, they're beatable this season.
Yeah, 6-4.
That's right.
Going to the old Balls and Dolls. 7:30, folks.
Move to field 6.
Move to field 6.
It was the return of La Flama Blanca.
La Flama Blanca. Under the lights.
Under the lights.
On the prettiest field out there.
Beautiful field. Beautiful.
Catcher's box chalked like a champ.
Oh, man. It looked professional.
Serial kickers. The pitch from center field.
Mm-hmm.
Jaeger Bombers. La Flama Blanca.
Mm-hmm.
The most organized team out there.
Man. That's definitely true.
Take me through the game.
Not a lot to go through.
Ooh.
Great game. As I've said, serial kickers typically grind out the wins. We just happened to grind a little harder than they did this week. Oh. All their girls calling civil pitch on me. That hurts a little bit.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
We still come away with the win. 6-4.
Did they get up and say, please, Dirty, don't hurt me? That would have been badass. That's how they should call civil pitch with you.
Pretty much.
That's what should be said.
Pretty much.
Please, Dirty, don't hurt me.
But I'm going to tell you, Anthony's pitches, I love the way Anthony pitches.
Yeah.
For serial kickers. He's got a fast pitch, nice and smooth. And he's a game changer anyway. And it was a great game.
I wish they could afford a full shirt for him, though.
You don't like the Travis Barker look?
Man, that nipple looked at me the entire time he was out there.
One was winking at you on third, the other was winking at us on first.
Man,
I understand.
I'm like, dude, I'll loan you a shirt.
But yeah, they 6-4, good game.
Yeah.
Come down to the wire.
Yep.
Man, it was fun.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
So those your results?
That's the results.
From the games.
428.
428 games.
Also known as your week 7.
Also known as.
In the books, folks. In the books. Coming up. 5-5.
Yep.
Week 8. The last regular season.
That's right. Then we got a week off.
A week off to recoup, regenerate.
Rest up the quads. Mm. Let the arm heal.
Stretch out awkwardly.
That's right. Mm. Get down to some deep V's.
Take a look around the house and say, I'd kick that.
Yeah. Go find you one that's legal and easy.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Do some highly inappropriate stuff to
get
them.
Drunk again and looking to score.
Mm. You might have 99 problems, but that weekend ain't going to be one.
No.
Of course, I got a fucking team name that doesn't go with anything, so I can't even add myself into this speech.
Then we'll drink a few Jaeger Bombers and then pull out the BJ Cock and Balls.
You know what happens if you drink those? Pitches be crazy.
And then I'm going to start on your mother.
Oh, I like it.
Yep.
Mm. Man, be careful.
I'm gonna try
to get started with her. That's a recreational hazard.
I'm done. Da-ding.
Da-ding.
Oh.
I think I'm gonna go to Rock City and kick deep and drink cheap.
You do that.
I'm going to make it rain.
100% chance.
100% chance of rain, folks, with a slight chance of hail, because I might get down to just coins. Here we go.
And it's going to be 70 degrees with a slight breeze.
It's supposed to be nice, yeah. I think it's supposed to be cooler than 70, but we won't tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
Man, a full day of kickball. That yes. being said, these games need to start on time.
And stay on time.
And stay on time.
That means umps. Make sure you get your game going yeah. on time.
Feel your sheets out. Don't wait around. We got started on time. I'm telling you right now.
Only thing that should hold you up.
Is?
Come and get in a hoodie.
I'll make it. Yeah. We'll make exceptions
for hoodie. We'll wait for that.
Because I don't want you to get no gamma radiation.
Or no rabid animal bites while you're on the field. No. Make sure your Wi-Fi is in check.
Oh.
Full
bars.
That's right.
Full bars of Wi-Fi if you wear a hoodie. And stand over by a concession stand. Little disclaimer at the bottom. This hoodie improves your Wi-Fi if you're standing directly under the antenna. Yeah. And you wear a tinfoil helmet. 12 o'clock.
Boy, this is a game.
Field 2. Legal and easy versus...
The Eliminators.
Oh, there's that love again.
Yeah, but I'm hoping they go down in this game.
Yeah. I don't think they do.
Well, but here's the thing.
Okay.
Looking, and of course, this is not all completely set, but as it stands right now from the standings.
Yeah.
Me personally.
Yeah.
I want to get the ass kicking out of the way.
Mm.
So if Legal and Easy comes out on top,
yeah,
they go to a number one seed.
This is true.
Right now, we are sitting at a number five.
Yeah.
We're going to play a number two.
Yep.
I want Eliminators out the gate.
Ooh.
I want to prove that we'll kick their ass with a real roster.
Oh, goodness.
There's my disclaimer.
There it was, folks.
So, it is what it is.
It is? So you want Eliminators out the gate.
I want the Eliminators out the gate.
Is that so if you lose, you still got someone to cheer on?
No. No.
Just not asking. Hey, investigative journalism. Everybody want to know.
I know. But, okay. I mean, we're not going to lose, though.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
I mean, we're getting it together.
Dialing in.
Trains are going.
Tuned up.
La Flama Blanca's arm is looking better than ever. I mean, I'm ready.
Okay.
So
I assume you don't have any bowling tournaments or soccer games or anything that weekend?
Any graduations?
Yeah.
Yeah, who knows?
Who knows?
You know, that'll be the weekend that there's a bowling tournament.
There's 7
graduation.
Going on.
There's 4 games of soccer. Soup kitchen needs some help. I mean, you know, this
community car wash.
I mean,
soup kitchen.
I'm just saying.
I would, guys, but I got to serve some minestrone.
I'm just saying that's the way this has been, that's going to happen to us. We'll have 2.5 people out there ready to play.
2.5. You little short bitch, you don't care.
I mean, that's my luck.
That's awesome.
I'm telling you.
Soup kitchen.
We've got the best team that won't show up.
You might be the best team in the league with the losing record. We're the best team that doesn't show up.
So that's ridiculous.
12 o'clock, field 3. The KDDC. Drunk again looking to score.
Which we have, when we go over the standings, drunk again looking to score. Oh, pay attention.
Pay attention to
pay
the
attention.
End.
Pay attention.
Listen to it to the end, kids.
Get it together.
You've already laughed a bunch. You're going to laugh some more. And you're going to get a little treat at the end. Yeah. I'm going to win that one.
Okay.
I'm going to win that one.
I mean, I think you are too.
I think we will. 12 o'clock, field 4. The drinkers with a kicking problem taking on where?
I just got it. Did you shit yourself over there?
No.
Okay.
Did you get a little whiff of something?
Oh, man. Man. No. Security dogs in or out?
No, they're out. You may be brewing your own, just don't know it.
I'm not.
Nothing's happened on this end.
They need to check if something slid out.
Did I cough anytime soon? Drinkers with a kicking problem. Where are my pitches at? I'm going drinkers. I think it's too early in the day for the where my pitches at crew.
I'm going where my pitches at.
Okay. 12 o'clock. Balls and Dolls and your mama.
Balls and Dolls get to win.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't even think your mother shows.
No. No.
1:15 Field 2. Jaeger Bombers. Kick tees. Humped by the Eliminators.
You know.
Shouldn't have talked your shit now.
Only knowing what I know.
Only knowing.
I say we lose that game.
Okay.
I think Bell's out doing his fairy bowling. Jero is soccer somewhere.
Yep.
That's what I think.
Loss?
I think it is.
I appreciate you being honest.
I mean, you know, I tell it like it is.
Yeah,
I mean,
we can appreciate that.
If we could get everybody there, we win the game, hands down, no problem.
Okay.
Uh,
our listeners appreciate your honesty.
I know they do. All four of them.
All four of you people, thank you.
Yep.
1:15 Field 3, drunk again, looking to score.
Back to back?
Against the Rock City Outfitters.
I've got to go drunk again, looking to score.
I think so.
Only because I'm rooting for them.
Yeah.
To at least get in.
Yep. Yeah. Let's see here. 1:15 Field 4, 99 problems. Speakeasy 3.0. This is going to be the lowest scoring game in the history. I believe. Let me make sure. I'm pretty sure 99 problems. Where are we at? Where's last week's? 99 problems. Yeah, 99 problems, only scored 3 points last time. Speakeasy 3.0 didn't play last week, but they're known for 2-3 points. So I'm going lowest scored game ever.
Who wins?
I
got 99 problems.
No. 3.0.
You're going 3.0?
Yep.
You're going with Stewie.
I'm going with Stewie.
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 Okay.
1:15 Field 5. The Kickets. The Ball Shank.
Jiminy Kicket gets the win here.
Yeah.
Going away. They put Ball Shank to bed for the season.
Oh. Go to sleep. Go to sleep. Rest your head, little Ball Shank. I told you your Cinderella story was over.
You've been waiting to say that.
Man. 2:30 Field 2, kick it ain't easy.
The big slow.
And?
Raul.
Raul and the Maniacos.
Raul.
Mm-hmm.
Maniacos.
Yep.
Wear them out.
I have to say so.
Not even.
It's like announcing a sit on my base game. We shouldn't even talk about it.
Who? I didn't think so.
What? 2:30 Field 3, the deep V's. I'll be sporting the V-neck this weekend. Awkward stretches. The kicking chickens. We just need one more inning.
You know, let me just say this, though.
Okay.
I missed not having the kicking wieners around this weekend.
It wasn't the same.
Without seeing Becky's face, without the one inning excuse... It's not the same. I couldn't sleep Sunday night.
She was beating a horse. She was beating a dead horse.
Okay.
You know what I mean.
I'm just checking. Just checking.
Okay. It wasn't the same, though.
No, it's not.
I love to look, and I'm like, there's the matching team.
Yep, here they come.
We dress together, we lose together.
That's true.
That wasn't the same though. I agree.
No.
The old wiener dog dressed up.
I mean, you gotta love that.
You gotta love when.
How can you not love a dressed up wiener?
When you dress your wiener, you know that's fancy.
You like to look at it in the mirror,
yes,
and be like, "Look at that wiener."
I mean, when you step out, you're like, "My wiener looks good."
That's right.
Yeah,
and that's a long wheelbase wiener.
And that is a long wheelbase wiener.
You're like, "Wow,
that's." I bet his name's Shaft.
A wiener dog named Shaft.
A black wiener dog named Shaft. That's the coolest pet ever. I don't care what you say.
I like it.
When he's out there bargaining, like, shut your mouth, Shaft. A hoodie.
Bust that bow.
You gonna bust your ass. Oh, come on. Hit something, girl.
I've got to say.
We need them back out.
I know, but I've got to say, I was watching a video on Amazing Crazy Videos last night on my Facebook.
Oh,
the Book of Face.
The Book of Face, because, yeah.
And I had this chick. She was, I guess her boyfriend decided to be a fun thing to film her twerking in bed with her panties on.
Mm.
She got her head stuck in the headboard. He continued to film.
That's too much twerk.
Too much twerk.
Too much twerk.
Oh, it was horrible.
The rent's too damn high.
Oh.
Yeah.
It looked like a couple of spares hitting each other. It was horrible.
Only thing missing was the chrome ladies.
Man.
Oh.
Mm-mm.
230 field 4. Where are my pitches?
Tits McGee.
Again. What? Oh, you just shot out.
Just random.
Random Tourette's.
Random Tourette's.
230 field 4. Where are my pitches at? Ball tap Sunday. Mm.
No question about this one.
Ball tap Sunday.
Bloop bloop. Mm-hmm. Bloop bloop. Where is Scuba Bong. Steve? He's going deep.
Bong. Bong. 230 field 5. Pitch please. Balls and dolls.
I think it's going to be a good game.
That's going to be a good game. Yeah. I'm going balls and dolls.
Are you?
Yep. Hang on.
Now, is there any standing implications here?
No.
Are you sure?
No, I'm pretty sure. They're both. Well, we can't give that shit away. You're trying to give me a spoiler.
Well, there's... Yeah, there could be.
Some jostling.
Some jostling, if you want to call it that.
Some jostling for positions. Yeah, we'll call it that.
Okay.
All right, call the next one. I've been calling them all.
345.
Oh!
Field 2.
Yeah.
The legal version of Easy.
Yes.
Versus the Serial Kickers.
Serial Kickers.
Umped by the Jaeger Bombers. Mm. You know, this is going to be another one of those games that hard to call. We were just reading the Book of Face, and Legal and Easy wants us to spout off how great they've done. Blah 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 blah. They've got wins. They're
They had like 23 coin flips.
That's true. But I mean, they've pulled out a lot of wins. They've played good.
They played good ball.
The Thunderstruck has been striking.
It's definitely been dialed in,
without a doubt. But now this is going to be a test up against the Serial Kickers, the grinding team,
the grind.
And if I've got a root for one, it's the Serial Kickers.
Mm-hmm.
It's Anthony pitching from second base.
Nipples hanging out.
Nipples. East and West.
Nipples from center field.
Crooked hat. I mean, they've got it all.
It's like he wakes up and goes, I'm going to go play some kickball.
That's it. I mean, I think...
Dude's got a wicked pitch, though. I'll give him that.
He does. I think Serial Kicker squeezed this one out. I think Gary Busey just cannot chop up the field this time.
No?
No.
No.
I think his age has run its course this week.
Oh.
This week.
This week.
This is it.
Man.
This is where he stumbles.
This is tough.
So there'll be some jostling implications.
This is okay.
345, field three. Mm-hmm. Your mother. Mm. Pitches be crazy.
Pitches
be crazy. Oh. We'll take the win there. Yep. 345, field four.
You know them. You love them.
Speakeasy 3.0 versus.
You know it.
BJ.
You love it.
Cockballs. Cockballs gets the win here.
Cockballs.
I mean, there's no doubt there. 345, field five.
The quad.
The battle of the Fayetteville teams.
Yes.
The quadpocalypse.
With possible implications in this game.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Versus the unbeatable winning machine of death. I've got to go quad here. I mean, they're the train is on a roll. Get your tickets, ladies and gentlemen.
Everybody knows I'm a Tula fan. She's an athlete.
Oh, she's beyond athlete. Beyond.
I'm telling you, she could probably...
What's beyond athlete?
Tier 3.
That's what she is. Well, no, I'm definitely not Tier 3.
You don't think she can come to Tier 3?
Do what?
You don't think she can come to Tier 3?
I mean, yeah, she could walk right by it.
Does all that? What's up?
What up? Right on her way to Tier 1.
What up, bitches? I'm going to go play on this good dirt.
5 o'clock field two. Wow. Speakeasy 1.0 Fayetteville Auto Park.
The bootleggers
get the win.
Get the win.
Speakeasy. Yeah. Without a doubt.
Yeah. Oh boy, look at this one.
Here's a blowout waiting to happen.
Man.
And could be the battle of the drunkest.
That's what I'm looking at.
Sit on my base.
Oh.
5 o'clock, field three versus the Dirty Ballers.
Oh, they're so dirty.
The Dirty Ballers.
The Dirty Ballers.
And they leave their cans.
Now, who's going to be captain this week? They change captains every week.
Every week.
Every week someone comes in and goes, hey, we're going to be back. I'm the responsible one.
Yeah.
Yeah, call me back. I'm a good girl guy.
Ain't that right, bro?
Hey, call me bro one more time. I'm talking Najee.
Hey, bro.
Come on in. I'm a tune in Tokyo.
Bro. I got 3 shirts, bro.
Call me bro one
I more got time. Pizza, bro. I don't even know where I'm at, bro.
Call me bro one more time. It's going to be sa-sa-sa-sa-sa-sa-sa-sa-sa into your neck. Coach Hines is my hero, man. Call me bro one more time, Kaganashi. Who was that? Whoever it is, they ain't getting bit by no rabid animals because they got a shirt for every day of the week. They're like, oh, rabid animals? Oh, shit. I need to go get me a shirt.
Man.
I got some pizza, bro, and I don't even know where I'm at, bro. You're eating pizza. I got to go eat this pizza, bro.
Bro.
Snooki, take your broin ass out of here. Who you got in this one? Do they all just pass out and we have to sweep them off the field?
Well, I mean, now, as far as, let me just say this.
Score, I mean.
As far as score, Dirty Baller is going to kill Sit-on-My Base. Sit-on-My Base, once again, most fun team in Tier 3.
I'll give them that.
But this game, I think, is going to be out of hand in more ways than one.
I agree.
I think.
Luckily, I won't have to deal with the shit because I'm playing. That's all you.
Thanks.
Five o'clock.
Yep, field four.
Yeah.
Speakeasy 3.0 versus the kicking deep and drinking cheap.
I had to take a moment there to let the glory come in on me as you announced it.
What glory is that? Did I miss it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just checking.
Glory. There was a little glory hole that came right in on me.
I'm sure it did. It came in on you. You're right.
Yeah.
Bukkake.
I'm a deep eating some hot dogs. I'm going with our team on this one.
Well,
just saying.
Nice of you.
Yeah. No, I mean, you
know. I know.
5 o'clock, field five. Wreck hazard. The awkward stretches. The deep Vs.
Wreck hazard.
Well,
let me say, I didn't realize exactly how good the old deep V's were until I actually looked at their record. Yeah, they're nasty.
They're distracting people with that V.
Some of them are.
Some of them.
Some of them are. You know who you are. Yeah, they without a doubt. No doubt. But I've got to go Rick Hazard here.
You know what? I'm supporting my local V-Nex.
Okay. All right.
You hear that, folks? The goose is supporting the V-Nex.
Yeah.
Oh, careful. Don't rip it.
6:15. Field 2.
Yes, sir.
Serial kickers.
Mm.
Kicking ain't easy.
Oh, brutalize.
The big slow.
That's exactly what it's going to look like when that ball goes past them.
Yeah, serial kickers get to win.
Man, yeah. They ain't ready for that.
Probably 8-2, 9-2.
15-3.
You think it's that bad, huh? I didn't think you picked scores.
Huh?
You didn't even pick scores.
Right, everybody can change.
15-3. All right. 6:15, field 3.
Rock.
Rock City. Sit on my base.
Oh, Rock City. Oh, sit on my base. Oh, BJ Cockballs.
Who you got?
Rock City.
You know, I've said this all season. All season, I have not picked sit on my base.
Nope.
However.
Uh-oh.
Cats and dogs sleeping together.
It happens.
Wolves running amok in the city.
True. Packs of rabid, snowblind cats.
Everywhere.
Taking over supermarkets.
Elephants riding in cars.
Saw it.
It's crazy. But I think sit on my base is upset over the first game with the Dirty Ballers. I think they put together
a win.
Come out playing? I think they put together a win. That's what I think.
Okay. Good. I wouldn't mind seeing that. I wouldn't mind seeing that.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to happen.
I'm just saying that that's what I think.
Good.
All right.
Good for you. 6:15, field 4. Pitches be crazy.
The kicking wieners.
The kicking wieners. Shaft.
Shaft.
Bringing out the shaft dog. You know what? The chickens are done. They're done listening to us talk about losing. They put it together and they come out with a win.
Do they get a win?
They get a win.
I ate the bones.
I ate the bones.
So
good. I ate the bones.
They
get it.
I think the wieners. I think the wieners get a win here.
I think Shaft.
I think they surprised. The pitches be crazy.
I do too. I think they're going into this going, oh, nope.
I think Shaft goes deep this game.
Shaft goes deep.
That's what I think.
I think the shaft drives the pitch crazy.
Absolutely. That was a little weak, but we'll work on it.
It's pretty damn good.
All right.
Okay.
6:15. Field 5.
Beatable. Winning.
Machine of death.
Yes.
Versus 70 degrees.
You know them as...
With a slight breeze.
I'd kick that. We know them as... The losingest team in the league.
Besides Landers McCarty. McClarty.
Screw Landers McClarty.
Tits McGee!
We have boob Tourette's. You know what? I'd kick that. Comes away with a victory.
Nope.
Yep.
Nope.
Okay.
I think this puts their season to bed.
The only thing I can see that they do is they think maybe they're going to get something for me to lose this one, and they're just like, don't win this.
I mean, we could have a cellar-dweller game.
Yeah.
A battle of the no-wins.
Battle of the no-wins.
I mean, where somebody's O must go.
Somebody's O must go. That's, yeah, I like that. That's sharp.
Hey.
That's sharp. Man, somebody's O must go. I like that. That's good. Man, why did I come up with that? Damn it.
7:30, field 2. This, another good game.
Very good, but here's
the deal. You know, I'm thinking about this.
Okay.
Eliminators have a long day.
They do.
They've got to get there at 12.
Yep.
Play a tough game.
Yep.
all the way to 7:30.
Yeah.
Another tough game.
Yep.
That's going to take a toll. Rickard goes soft. Smokey gets put out. Tejada misses the goal like he always does. They lose this one. They go 0-2.
Ooh.
0-2 for the day. 0-2 for the
Man,
day.
Man, how quickly you just kick a bitch to the curb, don't you? Damn. We ain't got my bus license today, and I'm driving over here tomorrow. I hate you, Eliminators.
Playoffs, baby.
Good Lord. I've never
Playoffs are here.
Damn, Benedict Arnold.
Playoffs are here.
Damn.
0-2.
No.
You don't think?
No.
You don't think the Maniacos, Raul, can pull together his team for a victory here?
I do not.
I mean, I really don't either, but, you know, I'm hoping for 0-2. I think the Eliminators destroy the Maniacos.
Oh, yeah, they beat them.
12-2.
Okay.
No, well, you know.
No, that'd be closer than that.
12-5.
Okay.
I mean, that's why.
But they win.
I mean, I think
I know where you're coming from. You just want.
I want
degradation.
I want the train to veer off the track.
Yeah.
Veer off the track.
You want some dissension.
That's exactly what I want.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Playoffs are coming.
Mm-hmm.
I want things to get a little rattled.
Oh, yeah.
Can't be.
Tits McGee!
Tits McGee!
Speaking of the things rattling.
7:30, field
yes.
3.
Yes. Oh.
Where am I? This is going to be a barn burner.
This is a game right here.
Barn burner.
This is a game.
Where are my pitches at?
Mm.
Versus. Kicking deep.
Drink cheap.
The
KDTC. I love this game.
It's going to be a good game.
I'm excited to play it.
You know, and I think KDDC gets the win here. I think it's by one.
Yeah, it's close.
It's a close game.
It's very close.
Fun game, but a close game.
Yeah. It's close.
And we'll go over the playoff implications there.
Yep.
7:30, field 4. Drunk again, looking to score. And this is a reschedule from last week versus highly inappropriate.
Mm. Sorry for your umps.
We'll probably have to find some umps.
Yeah,
we'll have
to find some other umps. I just noticed that.
Who wins this? Does Drunk again,
man,
with playoffs on the line?
Playoffs on the line.
Has to win 3.
Yeah.
All day. When do they get into the playoffs?
You know what? They do.
So they beat y'all.
They win 2 of them. They come close.
Close.
Here's the deal.
But no cigar.
I'm not going to say a thing. My team's not sharp at noon.
I can relate to that.
I'm not.
My team's sharp as a bowling ball.
We typically give up at least an inning before everybody's like, oh, yeah, wait. And, I mean, I honestly think it's a lot of teams.
Yeah, I mean, it is. 12 o'clock.
But I'll be the first one to admit, yeah, we're
12
not,
o'clock, you're not up and with it.
We're not dialed in at noon, but that's what we got. So.
You know, it is what it is.
Yeah. Best of luck to you.
7:30, field 5.
Yeah.
The Kickin' Wieners, also known as the Kickin' Chickens. Versus the Ball Shank Redemption.
The Ball Shank Redemption.
Last game of the season for them. No playoffs.
Fairy tale.
Time to go to bed.
Fairy tale. Yeah. Your pumpkin's done turned into a cantaloupe. You're done. Or whatever it was. Carriage into. Yeah. I give the Chickens another one.
Do they go 2-0?
They go 2-0.
They go 2-0. Becky, you hear that? Don't let us down.
You do.
2-0. 2-0.
2 wins, 0 losses.
I think that's, that's all.
I would like to go ahead and announce publicly that I hereby forfeit our game against Highly Inappropriate.
Whew.
Yeah.
Whew.
I can't play 4 games in a day.
I understand. 3 games is tough.
3 games is tough.
2 games sucks.
I can't do 4.
1 game I don't want to play.
Yeah.
But 4, out of the question.
Saturday I'm excited. Sunday I'm like, damn it.
Yeah.
So, sorry about that. I mean, it's not because we don't want to play, but I I can't ask my people to be there for four games and play four games.
So. No.
Congratulations. Good game, guys. Also, the Maniacos get a default win that day. They would have played Landers McLarty.
You are correct.
Yep.
Good job, Raul.
Good job, Raul.
Very nice. Very nice.
That concludes the picks, the pokes, the prods of week 8.
And it's time.
Oh, goodness.
These will be posted to Facebook.
Yes.
I haven't decided how we're going to post them yet.
Yeah, I haven't either. I was going to talk to you about that.
But what we're going to go over here, we're going to go over including the coin flips, but what we're going to go by is going to be without the coin flips, mm-hmm. is what we're going to do. That's what playoffs are based on. Actual games played. That way you don't have people bitching and griping that, that you know, they lost some coin tosses and all that, and that's the reason they're not going. So, actual games played.
Yeah.
What are we going to start with? Tier 1, Tier 2, or Tier 3?
You know what? It don't matter to me because I don't think I wrote anything yet.
All right. Tier 1, then.
Oh, no.
Tier 1.
Yeah.
Now, these standings, keep in mind, are as of today.
Yes.
These do include this last week's games of 428.
Yes.
So, with the top 6, because that's what's going to playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
If you're below that, it doesn't matter.
Yep. Pick a team and cheer them on.
With the coin flips.
Mm-hmm.
As of right now, top 6. Number 1, Legal and Easy. Number 2, the Illuminators. Number 3, the Jaeger Bombers.
Oh.
Number 4, the Serial Kickers.
Ooh.
Number 5, the Maniacos.
Right,
number 6,
the Big Kicking ain't easy.
Pulls up the rear and gets into the
greasing
playoffs.
In the back door.
So, yeah. And those records, just so you know, Legal and Easy is 9-1. Now, this is counting the coin flips.
Yes.
The Illuminators are, where'd they go here?
They're underneath them.
9-1, but the Legal and Easy has a tiebreaker with a coin flip.
With a coin flip.
With a coin flip. Threes, Jaeger Bombers at 7-4.
Yep.
Number 4, Serial Kickers. They are in with 6-4. Number 5 is the Maniacos, 5-4. Kicking ain't easy. Somehow, some way, 5-5. Now, what we're going by is without the coin flips.
Actual games.
Actual
played.
Games
competition.
Played.
Competition.
Number 1, the Illuminators.
Oh.
Number 2, Legal and Sleazy.
Uh-huh.
Number 3, the Serial Kickers.
Ooh.
Number 4, the Maniacos.
Ow.
Number 5, the Jaeger Bombers.
What?
Number 6, pulling up the rear, kicking ain't easy.
Kicking? Oh, you got to give as much respect as everybody. I mean, it's playoffs.
The Big Slow.
Slow, also known as Daddy.
Daddy. So basically, I mean, it's the same teams, just a few jostled seeds.
Yeah.
But understand, this will change. We got this weekend. We've got Illuminators and Maniacos. We've got Illuminators and Legal and Easy.
Yeah.
We've got, well, hell, I don't know what else. But
we got some games.
Implications here with. The jostling of the seeds.
But congratulations, 6 teams. Congratulations, Jaeger Bombers.
Thank you. Thank you. So that's your Tier 1 standings as of today.
As of 1:33 p.m. 4/30/2013.
Tier 2. Get your pencils out.
Get them out.
Get your pens out.
Write it down, Becky. Write it down.
Again,
go
same
see if Trigger's alive.
Same format with coin tosses.
Without
coin tosses. With coin tosses right now.
Mm-hmm.
Rec Hazard.
Yeah.
With the Brown Pride.
Raul.
Number 1.
Yeah.
And the record there.
9-2.
Number 2, Awkward Stretches, the Deep V's.
What?
7-3.
Man.
Jiminy Cricket, 7-3.
Yes.
However, Awkward Stretches has the win for they the tiebreaker
yeah,
there.
They beat. Yeah.
Number four, Pitch Please.
7-4. Pitch Please.
Number five, The Train Is a Rolling.
Yeah.
Quadpocalypse.
I told you you were going to the playoffs.
It's 7-4. And that, of course, they lost the tiebreaker to Pitch Please.
Yeah.
Number six.
Oh, Ben and the crew.
Old Crooked Finger.
Old Crooked Finger.
Balls and Dolls.
Balls and Dolls.
What is, they're 5-5.
500. Now, with that being said.
Some jostling. Same team.
No, we got a little wild card out there that can win some games and get in.
Yeah, that's right. And here we go.
Here we go.
Number one, still.
Wreck
Hazard. Without a doubt. Number two. Jumps up from number four with the coin flips.
Pitch Please.
Without coin flips, they are number two seed. Pitch yes. Please. Number three, Quad moves from 5-3.
That's what I'm talking about.
On actual games played. What are the records here? Wreck Hazard's 7-8.
Hang on. Wreck Hazard?
Yep, Wreck Hazard's 7-1. Pitch Please.
Pitch Please, 6-2.
Quadpocalypse.
5-2.
Number four, Jiminy Cricket.
4-2.
Number five, Balls and Dolls.
4-3.
And number six, the Awkward Stretchers, the Deep V's.
4-3.
And those are actual games played,
that's
folks.
That's it, folks.
However, unbeatable winning machine of death, pay attention. With two wins this weekend,
you go.
You're in the playoffs.
You go.
You're in the playoffs.
You're at the dance.
You're bumping somebody.
Yep.
Somebody's sitting the bench.
Yep.
Somebody's riding the pine.
Uh-huh.
Somebody's going to sleep for the season.
Somebody got so close they're scalping their tickets.
That's it. So, that's tier two.
So unbeatable. Tune in.
Where were the Kicking Chickens? They're 1-5 actual games played.
Yeah.
Are 4-5 with coin flips.
4-5, yeah.
Just so bad.
The weather sucked.
Oh, this season's been the worst.
I'm not gonna lie. The weather sucked.
Well, it's been the worst.
But
the worst by far.
It is what it is. That's what they say. It is what it is.
Tish McGee. All right.
I don't have tier three.
I just so happens I do.
I got it right here.
Oh, by God.
But I am.
All right, now, tier three, obviously a little different.
Yeah, we got that one thing.
You know, you got tier three. The number one seed was the Jello Shot winner. So it doesn't matter with coin flips, without coin flips. Sit on my base.
Man, returning.
Returning champs.
Returning to the show.
Number one seed.
Going to the party.
Number one seed. Now, my question is, now in the big blow-up that Wilson had when he got his tampon stuck.
Yes.
He made it a point that, well, we can score runs when they're sober.
Okay.
So, do they come out sober in the playoffs and put runs on the number six seed and move forward?
No.
They're playing BJ and Cock.
Doesn't happen.
You don't think so?
It's a one and done.
One and done.
One and done. Nothing against them.
Right.
But the way you got... No, I'm just saying. Why they've been playing dress-up ball, the teams that are in the show have been playing ball. We've been putting points up. They've been strategizing. They ain't been cutting no jeans up to make chaps. Painting pink.
Hey, it is what it is, though.
It is what it is.
But
I'm not going to take another away from
chaps
you.
Or not.
Preferably.
Preferably with chaps.
I'll last.
But you still can't take some of the athletic ability away from them.
Is this where the crickets chirp?
Let me just tell you, Wilson's got a leg. He can kick the ball far.
Yeah, absolutely.
When he's sober. Drunk, he misses it left and right.
Yeah.
Center, under it, over it.
Am I saying it's a blowout and they don't score? No. They don't advance.
They don't advance.
Yeah.
Okay. Number two.
Yes.
Ball Tap Sunday.
Do they have enough people to pull a team if they didn't play the way that they play to be a team? Yeah, absolutely. I'm like, you can't take some. They got some. They do have some athletic ability.
They do.
If they played that way,
right?
But you also can't take what they don't have. You can't make up with just a couple of people. You know what I'm saying? So
got it. All
right.
Ball Tap Sunday,
yeah,
without a questionable man. Doubt. 9-0 without coin flips. 11-0. I mean, when the shit's going good, it's going
man,
good.
Man, it's dialed in. It's in.
I mean, 11-0.
11-0.
Win the coin flips, win all the games.
Yeah, you just can't lose. Oh, Steve.
Scuba Steve.
I bet his periscope's just standing straight up right now as he hears this.
Oh. Is he tickling his choke right about now?
Very well may be. I bet he's snorkeled deep in a coral somewhere.
I'm telling you. Number three seed.
Yeah.
KDDC.
What? Yeah.
7-1.
7-1.
With the coin flips.
With.
Number four, drinkers with a kicking problem.
Yep.
Where are they at here? 8-3.
8-3. With.
With the coin flips.
Yep.
Number five, where are my pitches at? 6-3. Yep. With the coin flips.
Yep.
And pulling up the rear.
No.
Last year's worst jello shot participant, BJ Cockballs.
The old Cockballs. But.
Well, there's no butt on this side.
There is.
There's, no, not even not on this side.
No,
the
this
other
side.
Side. The other side.
I got you. I got you.
Let's go to the other side of the track, son. Other side of the track, son.
Let's take a trip.
All right, so without coin flips.
Yeah.
Sit on my base, still a number one seed.
Of course.
Ball Tap, without a doubt.
Boom.
Still number two, 9-0. Here's where it gets funky.
Here's where we start switching up, folks. Pay attention.
Number three seed, which was a five seed with coin tosses, is now number three. Where are my pitches at?
Yeah.
6-1 actual games played.
That's pretty.
That's pretty salty. That's
pretty good.
Pretty salty. Number four, KDDC.
Yeah.
5-1.
Without, yep.
Without the coin tosses.
With three games to play.
That's right. Number five, drinkers with a kicking problem.
Yeah.
5-2.
Yep.
With no coin flips.
Yep.
Once again, pulling up the rear.
The old Cockballs.
It's the old Cockballs.
The old Cockballs. Now.
I like the BJ after coming up the rear. You know, I mean, just throwing, that out there.
A little rusty trombone action?
A little ATM.
little late night withdrawal at the ATM.
Oh, rusty trombone. All right, so with that being said, drunk again and looking to score.
Wild
with card. Three wins on the last day gets you into the playoffs and bumps somebody out.
And I just have to go ahead and say, sorry I ruined your season.
So drunk again, if you're paying attention. Get it together.
Man, dial it in.
Get you a game plan.
Dial it in.
Go practice on Saturday.
Dial it
in. Eat your Wheaties.
Yep.
Go to bed early.
Drink a protein shake.
Eat your vitamins when you get up.
Yes. Yeah,
come to the field ready. Because with 3-0,
you're going
to the dance.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just the way it
works.
That's
just all there is to it.
So.
God damn, it's exciting.
This is
coming. It's exciting.
Coming down to the wire.
Man.
Coming down to the wire.
Holy cow.
That old man K want us to talk about him.
What are we going to say?
I just mentioned him.
There you go. What do you want to hear about me? You just heard it.
I will say this. For all your grilling needs.
Oh, yeah.
Hit up Man Cave Brian Walker.
Yep.
He's got it. He's got all the meat you need.
Oh, he's got all the sausages.
Nobody beats his meat.
He's got all the sausages.
He actually does have a lot of sausages.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'll take your
all different flavors.
If I had something called a man cave, I'd put a lot of sausage in it too.
You probably would. Man boop. Tits McGee. You know, and it's a shame we won't be seeing Tits McGee in the playoffs because that team is gone to sleep.
But that's okay. You can come out and still support.
We always encourage it.
Talk to us. We need an intern that could be a possible field reporter.
Field reporter?
Field reporter.
We need to replace our photographer.
Our photographer sucked ass.
Man. Horrible.
Horrible.
We have flip videos, GoPros, cameras, nothing.
I fired her from the family.
Man.
It all worked out.
Exciting.
I'm pumped.
Coming down to it.
Man, this is like it.
So once again, do you have any changes in your opinion over who wins the tiers?
Here we go. You're going to hear it from me right now.
Let's go.
I'm going out on a limb.
Tier 1.
In the dance.
Who's in the dance?
In the dance is the Eliminators and the Jaeger Bombers. Yeah.
I hope so.
I see it happen.
Little retribution.
Yeah, I see it.
Little retribution.
I see everything getting squared away.
Don't kick 14 guys on us.
I see.
We won't have it this time.
I see everything getting squared away, and we talk about a hell of a game.
I like it.
I mean, we might even get picked up by a local cable channel.
Or at least public broadcasting.
That's what I'll be.
Oh, there's going to be some good games, though.
Tier 2. You know who's going to that one? Recreational Hazard and the Quadpocalypse.
So, you're telling me.
I'm telling you.
You're telling me.
I'm telling
you. Right here. Today.
Today.
That the Deep V's don't go at all.
Huh. They don't go to the Deep.
Pitch, please. Nothing.
Nothing.
Doesn't even excite you.
No.
It's the Rec Hazard and the Quad.
The Quad.
Who takes it?
Quadpocalypse.
Quadpocalypse takes tier 2 championship.
Quadpocalypse takes the tier 2. Says, we came to your house and we won it.
Ooh.
Don't you let me down.
Well, that's big talk.
I talk it.
That's big talk.
I'm saying it.
For big man boobs.
Yeah. Can we change? No, it's Mondays.
The mongoose man boobs.
Security. Get in here.
You know,
I'm telling you.
I'm torn on this one.
Okay.
Because let me give you some history.
All right.
I have been a participant on Raul's team.
Yeah.
And see, I know Raul has the strategy down to a T.
Not to take anything away from that. He does. I guarantee you.
Now, here's where the issue is going to come in, because we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And here's where I'm throwing this out.
Okay.
If the Maniaco schedule interferes in any shape, form, or fashion
uh-huh.
with Rec Hazard,
uh-huh.
Quad takes the championship.
Uh-huh.
If it doesn't, Rec Hazard takes it.
See, and that's I'm basing here's the deal, and I'll say it. I don't care. It's my show. I say what I want. I say ego gets in the way and he wants to be too involved in everything and it falls apart. It falls apart. I saw it last year. I saw it at the charity tournament. Too many Chiefs, not enough Indians. It fell apart.
I'm sticking with what I said. If they have a whole team that doesn't get distracted by the Maniacos, Rec Hazard takes the win.
You say what you want. Quad.
If not, Quad gets it.
Okay.
Tier three. I think we can both agree.
Ball tap Sunday
yeah. Squashes everybody.
Here's the deal.
Scuba Steve finally comes up for air to grab the trophy. Blip, 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 blip.
Now, I'll tell you what's going to happen.
Oh, here we go.
You say, hey, look at the scores. They're beating everybody 18-3, 18-2. 8-9 was our game. We go to the dance. We win it, baby. If we don't, I'm buying my own trophy. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I was asleep that whole time.
It is a rematch. It's a hell of a game. Ball tap, KDDC.
Ball tap takes the win.
Positive.
I think they step on the gas here.
Possibly. They're a good team. I'm just saying. We still
at the end of the season.
You got to remember,
Scuba Steve, blah, 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 all the way to the surface with a trophy.
Okay. Blah, 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 blah. Don't forget, we were Death Pandas last year, and we still got a little bitter taste about winning games and not going ahead. We're out to prove something.
I mean, you're a panda. Come on.
We're Death Pandas. We had fucking guns.
You know what a Death Panda means?
Yeah.
It means you had hypertension. You had a heart attack as a panda.
No.
That's all that means,
son.
That's
dead panda.
Same thing.
You're wrong, son. You're wrong. Man.
Any other shout-outs this week? Pitts McGee!
Pitts McGee.
She wanted us to talk about it.
Get graphic.
That's right.
Hey, it's never too early to start thinking about your fall teams.
That's right.
Get you some shirts. Come up with a unique little design. Maybe you've seen the little two-button jerseys that we've been wearing. Ooh, they're nice. Apparently, mine's the only one who runs a size smaller.
These are your buttons still on there?
Yeah. Yeah, I had to.
I think one popped off and hurt somebody.
Kill somebody. Small child. No, get with them. Start playing out your uniforms. Unless you're the Jaeger Bombers, then we know you guys just wear whatever.
It's the most unorganized. It's ridiculous because, you know, I was told at the beginning of the season we already had a design.
Yeah.
We already had colors, all that.
It looked like it.
And what are we wearing?
Whatever.
Whatever we pick up at Goodwill on the way. I think we need to pick up some damn players at the Goodwill.
Mm. You know what would be nice this weekend? Nice little keg of beer from Saddleback Brewery.
We will have that this weekend.
We're going to have us a keg of beer.
We were going to get it last weekend, but with the fields, not knowing if we're going to play
completely,
we want all teams to be able to come get some beer.
Some burr.
Saddleback Brewery.
Mm.
Tastings 7 days a week.
Oh, yeah.
Springdale, Arkansas.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful.
12 to 8.
Beautifully situated on the... White River.
Situated.
Situated?
What the hell? Situated.
Situated on the White River.
Situated.
I believe my man boob got it.
You need to situate that.
What's that? You don't like beer? Okay. Go to County Line Liquor and pick you up some spirits.
Some spirits. Had some good spirits this weekend.
Man, had some really good spirits this weekend.
Had a little rumple mints.
Oh, hello. Burning my chest for about 2.5 hours. Made me sweat like I was getting interrogated.
had some good moonshine.
Mmm, that apple pie was good.
Man.
That's dangerous.
See, I kind of like the other one a little better, though. I really like that, the hard kick in the balls when you drink something and it hurts. That's what I like.
Go get a glass of water. I'll kick you right in the balls.
I'm trying to quit.
I'm trying to cut down on water. Yeah, no, that the cinnamon was good.
It was.
That was good.
Oh, yeah. The apple pie was
dangerously smooth.
Yeah, you know, but here's the thing. You know, we had Michael, the big Indian.
He poured apple juice in there and told us it had alcohol in it.
I swear, because there absolutely no alcohol in that.
Or it didn't taste like it. Yeah.
I mean, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
What's going on at Speakeasy?
I have no idea.
Anything? Why don't they send us updates?
You know, they just don't care. They don't love us.
You know, they used to love us.
They used to.
I don't know.
We used to be friends.
Can I push up your stool?
According to Facebook, we're still friends, but I just don't see it happening.
Let's see. Yeah, Fayetteville Spring Fest this Saturday.
Oh.
NWA Center for Equality will have a booth.
Of course.
With a kids' beanbag toss game. You know, I'm just... Nope.
Wah, wah, wah.
What else is going on? Anything?
Yes, they couldn't call it cornhole.
Man.
I'm sure they've got some dance thing going on.
You're good. Some dance thing going on.
With glow sticks. Be my guess.
With glow sticks. You know, I went out there 2 weeks ago, had a great time. Had an excellent time.
Mm.
Had Tara and the crew serving us.
Oh, yeah.
Had some Jello shots.
Yeah, man.
Had Bree. Had Bushy. Everybody out there kicking it.
Having a good time.
Oh, it was a great time.
Yeah.
Loved it. I was just looking.
Okay.
Just seeing if there's anything.
So did you go to the EDM? The electric dance?
I did not. Or whatever. I did not.
Okay.
I'm not a fan of the EDM.
No. I like a good BM. I always feel better.
Says Speakeasy would be part of the pup crawl.
I thought that was last week.
I thought that was
last week.
I thought that was already done.
They don't even know what they got going on. Look, they got drink specials. Everybody's welcome. Everybody has a good time.
They got karaoke.
They got karaoke.
Live music.
They got live music.
Live DJ.
Glow sticks.
Drinks.
Drinks.
Cool ass owners.
Some swanky furniture. A little patio. Yeah.
All that.
Yeah, it's all that. Wrapped up in one little bundle of equal happiness.
And before you go there,
yeah,
you stop off at Razorback Pizza and get you some eats.
That's exactly what I do before I go to the EDM.
Salad bar.
Get me some salad and some breadsticks.
Make sure you got a good BM later.
Get that roughage.
Oh.
Hello, Aaron. Yeah, stop by Jim's Razorback Pizza and get you some of that pie. That's what they call pizza. Where else? What else we got to stop and visit?
That's what I was just sitting here thinking that.
We went to get graphics and got some shirts.
Yeah.
Then we stopped and got some pizza.
Yep.
Then we're going to go out and get some beer.
Yep.
Then we're going to go buy a liquor store.
Got to.
And then end up at Speakeasy?
Speakeasy for the night.
Okay. I
think that's it.
Speakeasy has a dress code, though. It's got to be an NWA kickball hoodie. Or t-shirt.
Got to have it.
Got to have it. We're running low on them, folks.
You know, I'm going to run a new special.
Here it goes. You're hearing it live. Recorded right here.
New special.
New special.
Shirts.
Shirts.
We're going to go black OG shirts.
The original?
The original. Man, Gangsters of Kickball.
I'm telling you right now, you wear that. People don't read the rest of it. They just see NWA, and they do not mess with you.
$5.
Woo!
$5.
$5 for a hoodie?
Not for a hoodie.
Nope. $5 for an OG shirt?
OG shirt.
Man. That's hood rich. Okay.
This weekend, shirt blowout.
Clothing liquidation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Clothing liquidation.
Clothing liquidation.
This year's t-shirts.
Get that swag.
The swag shirts.
That's the kickball swag.
Not to be confused with the T-Rex.
Nope.
The swag shirts.
$10. $10 for swag.
Swag, sir.
That leaves.
Sir, you too can have swag for $10.
You ain't gonna get rabies.
At all. Gamma rays.
Full
rabies.
Of swag?
None.
Full of swag? No rabies. Rabies free? Swag on. God dang, that's a deal.
T-Rex? We're still rocking the short arm, $12. $12.
$12 for a T-Rex.
$12.
These bitches cost you like $250,000.
They did.
Not now.
I mean, it is what it is.
$12. $12 for a piece of prehistoric history.
You buy it, turn around, sell it on eBay for $50.
Today. Without a doubt.
Today.
Without a doubt.
And we might, Dirty Mongoose,
huh?
Autograph it.
You know I will. I've been signing all of them anyway. I don't know.
Folks, don't turn a black light on with them shirts.
Yeah, I ain't.
It's not splatter paint.
It's not.
Mongoose was happy.
Man, you're telling me I can get an OG shirt for $5.
$5.
Yeah. So there's Monday.
That's Monday.
You're telling me that I can get some swag for $10?
$10. Three colors. That takes care of it.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
That's right.
And you're telling me that I can get a T-Rex?
The Pinnacle.
For $12?
P- pull it over your head and show it off.
For $12?
Friday.
Wear that on Friday?
$12.
Which is payday.
That's right. But then it gets cold.
It gets chilly at night.
It gets chilly at night. Weekend's coming up. You're out of shirts. What do?
You put on a hoodie.
You put on a hoodie.
A hoodie?
$15.
$15 for a hoodie?
$15.
God!
Calm down. Don't rip the don't rip the earphones out again.
You know what? Let me figure this up. 30, 42, 47. How much for the hoodie?
$15.
Okay, hold on.
We've only got 9 of those left, people. Only 9. That's it. So what are you telling me that I can clothe my baby foe for a week?
Holy cow. Let's say I'm just going to... Spring cleaning's upon us.
It is.
Get rid of that stuff you don't wear. You know you ain't wearing that polo. You know you ain't wearing no heel figure. No
I hope they're
board.
Not wearing a heel figure.
You ain't wearing no bugle board. For $62. $62. We'll even pay the shipping and handling. We hand it right to you.
That's right.
$62. You outfit yourself.
I'll handle it and ship it from my hand to yours.
Right over across the table. $62 for a wardrobe.
That's exactly right. I'll tell you what I'll do.
What will you do?
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
This weekend only.
Yep.
$59.95.
Get you everything.
$59.95.
Gets you a swag shirt of every color, a T-Rex, an OG, a hoodie.
The warts off rabbit animals.
God dang, man.
Increases Wi-Fi.
This is changing history.
And gamma rays? What gamma rays?
Dude, we're writing retail history right now.
Walmart. You cannot infringe on this.
Man! If you took a red light special, a blue light special, added in some amber lights, you still wouldn't cover the deal.
Amber alert. This is it right here.
This is an amber alert, right?
This is an amber and a silver alert.
This is an important... I got nothing else to say.
Nothing else.
$59.95. Fills your closet full of t-shirts and hoodies.
Can't beat it.
Why, anywhere else you'd easily pay $6,000-$7,000 for this kind of stuff.
At least.
At an outlet strip mall, you'd be paying $3,500.
That's if they have it.
If
they have it.
It's so rare. Yeah, $3,500. Cheapest you're going to find anywhere.
I mean, what I would do, I'd buy 2 sets, sell one on eBay, make you some cash to live for the next year and a half. I mean,
I'm buying 2 sets, I'm vacuum bagging one of them because
we could even sell you the vacuum bags
right here.
The vacuum bags
when
$118 for a pack of 2.
When the Illuminati and everybody take over.
Not to be confused with Illuminators, because they ain't taking over shit.
Oh, when the Illuminati take over, here's what's going to happen. NWA Kickball League stuff is going to be traded currency.
That's right.
So, be a Rockefeller. Buy some shit now.
So, until next time.
Man, till Sunday.
Titch McGee.
See
Stag.
Scuba Steve.
Keep your strings hanging low, sir.
Steve, keep that periscope up.
Patrick, keep in mind, there's always next year. There's always next year.
Tits, let them be free.
Just let them be free.
Yeah.
Folks.
Spay your kids, neuter your wife.
Don't forget about all that.
I'm Mongoose.
And the Dirty.
And Dirty.
And we are out.
We're done, son. See ya.